Proclamation number 8421 of 24th of February, 1963. Address of God, proof of His existence. You can already be called blessed on earth that you are addressed by me, that you receive my word and thereby come into possession of the pure truth, for at the same time you are given evidence that I am and that you are in closest contact with me. You are given the evidence that a power is at work which provides you with spiritual knowledge which you cannot acquire purely intellectually because it touches an area which is unknown and inaccessible to you. And now you must also conclude that this strength emanates from a being which knows everything and also wants to convey this knowledge to you, who are completely ignorant. And then you will also turn your thoughts towards this being you have now recognized and try to fathom it. And this alone is my intention, that you send questioning thoughts into infinity which I will then also answer. Because I don't want you to remain ignorant but want to let a light shine into the darkness. To hear my address is truly blissful, for you are now also able to believe with conviction in a being which created you and which is in constant contact with you if you don't oppose it yourselves. For then you would not hear my address or recognize it as the address of your God and Creator. But anyone who feels addressed by me also has evidence of me, of my love and wisdom, and he can and will also soon reciprocate my love, for the word I impart to you is blessed with my strength, thus it will also have an effect on you and already give you the certainty on earth that you have a Father in me to whose heart you are well sheltered. What you are required to believe becomes an inner certainty for you because I make myself known to you through my word. You can no longer doubt, and yet my word is not a compulsion for you to believe. Instead, it can only resound in you when you believe in a God who created you and now also reveals himself to you. And this inner faith is conveyed to you by my spirit, the little spark of love within you, which is my share. This spirit instructs you from within so that you are able to believe in me and my existence alive for the time being and now seek to make contact with me and thus consciously establish this bond with me. Which happens through prayer, loving activity and heartfelt thoughts of me. Then I can express myself to you through my address. And then faith will be strengthened in you. It will come alive, you will be aware of the presence of your God and Creator, and you will now also not give up this bond. However, the fact that you do not initially resist the expression of your spiritual spark was achieved by your free will, for you do not need to listen to it either, but then you will never be able to hear the voice of your God and Father of eternity either. Otherwise all people would have to believe, but this would not be beneficial for the human being's soul. Yet I come to meet every person, and he truly only needs to take one step towards me and I will take hold of him and never let him sink back again. But this step is to be taken voluntarily, and it will be taken when the human being pays attention to the voice of conscience, to the silent expressions of my spiritual spark, which will only ever have the purpose that the human being acknowledges a God and Creator who also created him. And no matter how weak this faith in me may be, it can be strengthened, for soon I will try to make myself known to him through his experience so that his thoughts will wander to the power who is in charge of everything. And his thoughts will truly be guided correctly, and the evidence of my existence will be given to him ever more clearly and prompt his closer bond with me. But if he stands in the grace of hearing my word, be it directly or indirectly through my messengers, then he is also given up all doubts, then he is fully convinced of me in my presence, and this firm faith is such a tremendous spiritual progress. For now his actions and thoughts will always be guided by me, he will consult me in everything he undertakes. He can no longer doubt because he has experienced me and experiences me in you every day and every hour. And the fact that he will now also fulfill his earthly task will be achieved by the strength he receives time and again through my word, and he will constantly pursue his goal of establishing the union with me which will ensure his eternal life and bliss. For he will not only listen to the word he receives but live it out, and that means to completely enter into my will, to live according to my will, to live a life of love and thus to shape himself entirely into love. He will fulfill his purpose of earthly life and finally return to me because he has become perfect again, as he was in the beginning. Because he has now become my child and will remain so for all eternity. Amen.